Good morning. Today is the 9th of March. Our New Testament reading today is 2 Corinthians 12 and 13. I'm going to read to you from Brother Michael Ashton's book, The Challenge of Corinthians. I read, "In New Testament times, the kiss was the accepted form of greeting, just as the handshake is today in many Western cultures. Jesus, for example, was critical of the Pharisee who gave him no kiss when he entered his house." That's Luke chapter 7, verse 45. But this misses the real point. It is very unlikely, even when the situation in Corinth was at its worst, that brethren and sisters were not going through the motions of greeting each other. The problem was that they were pretending to show brotherly affection. They were kissing, but it was not a holy kiss. In this respect, the Apostle's words apply to every age and every culture. Our greetings, whatever form they take, should be sincere, holy, and in love. If they are ever feigned, this indicates the existence of a problem that needs to be tackled, and tackled quickly, before it leads to a situation like the one that characterised first century Corinth. The epistle concludes, following the apostle's usual pattern, with the blessing. What distinguishes the blessing in 2 Corinthians from those in every other epistle of Paul's is that it is the only one where God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit are invoked together. It is therefore claimed by Trinitarians to be evidence from a very early date, within 30 years of the crucifixion, supporting the doctrine of the Trinity. It is very poor evidence indeed, for the doctrine of the Trinity is not about the existence of the Lord Jesus Christ, of God, or of the Holy Spirit. It is a doctrine claiming that all three are God, and that they are co-equal and co-eternal. None of these aspects is mentioned in Paul's blessing at the end of the epistle. His more usual blessing at the conclusion of his letters is simply, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." In 2 Corinthians, this is expanded. "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all." In the context of 2 Corinthians, the emphasis is on grace, love, and fellowship, qualities of the gospel that were not being practiced by some brethren and sisters. Earlier in the letter, he challenged the members of the ecclesia to show the same grace in giving as Jesus showed when he suffered for their sakes. Now they were being asked to show the same love to each other as God showed by providing the Lord to be our Saviour. And finally, an attitude of grace and love provides the right basis for true fellowship, fellowship that comes from a shared spirit, acknowledging God's work of salvation in Christ. One little word makes all the difference to this wonderful final verse, and it epitomizes the appeal Paul makes throughout both epistles to Corinth. He prays that Jesus' grace, God's love, and the Spirit's fellowship be with you all. He wants the ecclesia to be united, to be perfectly joined together, and knows that this can only be accomplished through God's blessing, for no flesh should glory in his presence. No one can charge Paul with favouritism or having his own clique or faction in Corinth. He is concerned for all, and wants each member of the ecclesia to play his and her assigned part. And thus this final blessing and prayer provides an exhortation for all times. Thank you for listening.